In an effort to set new, tougher standards, the Massachusetts Board of Education is requiring graduating seniors to take a high school equivalency exam before they can get their diplomas. The board also decided that beginning next year, students will no longer be required to take gym class. The public school administrators are trying to return to an emphasis on teaching the so-called three R's. Critics say these reforms put too much emphasis on standardized tests, while overlooking the needs of an increasingly unhealthy student body. NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
Can you figure out the parameter of an isosceles triangle? Do you know the square root of 18? And can you identify a split infinitive? These are the kinds of questions on the GED, or General Educational Development Test, that's usually given to dropouts and prisoners who want a high school equivalency diploma. But beginning this spring, the GED will be put to all high school seniors in Massachusetts. State Board of Education Chairman John Silber says if students can't pass the test, they don't deserve to graduate.
I think it would be outrageous to give a person who couldn't pass the GED, which is much easier than an exam which tests for the full proficiencies of a person who's been in the schools for 12 years, such a person should not be given a graduation from high school.
But Silber says the real purpose of the test is to measure the performance of schools. He says those schools where large numbers of seniors fail the test will ultimately be held accountable.
That school system would certainly be put on notice. There would be authority under the law to take over the administration of that school and make the changes that are necessary.
Silber says as many as 30% of high school seniors allowed to graduate nationally would fail the GED, but many teachers oppose the mandatory test, saying the board ought to be concentrating on improving the curriculum rather than throwing more tests at kids. They say the idea came as a surprise to them, as it did even to several board members like Jim Pizer. Pizer says he didn't vote on the measure when it came up because he had no idea what was in the GED test or how much it would cost to administer.
It's one of these things where we had about 2 minutes to consider it, and I am somewhat disturbed that we may have leapt before we checked to see if there was any water in the pool.
While many educators, including Pizer, concede the need to improve public education, some, like Denny Palmer Wolf at Harvard School of Graduate Education, says one single test may not be a fair way to determine who deserves to graduate.
If you're going to make that kind of high-stakes decision, which on the one hand can keep kids from graduating, it can also cause kids to drop out, that it has to be coupled, for instance, with other kinds of measures. You don't want just one indicator. You want to know that you've gotten a range of indicators so that you're sure.
But a growing number of states and many foreign countries already require some sort of test before a student is given a diploma. And members of Massachusetts Board of Education say schools need to put a greater emphasis on teaching core subjects, such as English, math, science, and social studies. To do that, schools can now eliminate gym class. The board yesterday removed a 34-year-old physical education requirement. Melanie Kasparian, head of the Massachusetts Teachers Association, worries that will make a generation of kids brought up on junk food and TV dinners even more overweight and lazy.
They need to learn about exercise. They need to, from a very early age, see that as very much a part of their daily life. I mean, it never occurred to me to have a Twinkie for lunch.
But many students, like these at Brookline High, say gym class is easy to get out of anyway, and they're more concerned with the idea that getting their diploma will now be tied to passing yet another test.
If we get enough credits to pass in school, that's how it should be, you know?
It shouldn't rely on a test like my English teacher was talking. I'm especially not good at reading, and you know, if I get enough credits to pass and go to a good college, and like you can't answer like four questions because of reading comprehension, shouldn't decide if I should get a diploma or not.
While these kids say just getting through the 4 years of high school ought to be enough to earn them a diploma, board members insist requiring a test before graduation is an effective way of addressing the problem of teachers who just let kids slide from one grade to the next without learning what they need to. In Boston, I'm Tovia Smith.